What are you playing this time?
Nice pounding.
God's sake, play something evil.
No, Nick won't let us.
Yeah, he's not fun.
Right, it's already morally ambiguous.
Is Nick actually doing the World's Largest Onion?
Yeah. Yes.
Alright.
He's still in the game. Players aren't pissing on his onions, apparently.
Yeah.
What was that?
What? His players aren't.
Well, his players aren't pissing on his onions.
He had a problem, oh. More problem with some of his more unreliable players.
Pissing on his onions.
That was his choice of topic on the board.
Yeah.
Pissing on my onions.
World's largest unreliable onion player. Oh, that's it.
Unreliable players piss on my onions.
That.
I didn't really read
that. That was that whole big thing.
I didn't realise he had that big a garden.
I saw the argument, I didn't realise what the title was. Anyway, you're here, what are you doing? Going back through? I'm trying
to... I assume you don't want to go back there, do you?
I'm massively sulking with Garud.
We've got two more doors we can go through.
You have?
The north door or the south door.
You are mean!
I'm not mean, I carried you out!
Yes, you also set off the trap!
Oh, now you don't want the big shiny lumps of gold.
I didn't touch them! I reformed!
Only because you could barely lift the pick!
I reformed! I found religion!
Can we have the stuff back, what you found then?
No.
Not that reform! It's a gift from Timora.
Yes, it's a gift from Timora. Mm.
You were lucky enough to find it.
Yeah.
See, Timorans are great.
Unlucky enough.
It's mine. Timora gave it to me. I found it through pure luck. Thank you very much, Timora. Even lawful good Timorans can get away with that.
Unlucky enough not to be able to defend against this.
Surprised.
This character's really scaring me.
I'm only pointing out the options.
Bear in mind, even if you try and fireball her, there's a good chance it will miss her.
I know!
She's only upset because he's the third best wizard in the party. After Boyict and...
Failing.
Buglack.
Buglack's a spellcaster!
No, but he'd be better
on than him. That's it, fireball the DM's ass!
Shall we? Where are we going? The north door or the south door?
Heading east.
North?
North.
Yeah, don't follow what I say.
We'll go the north door.
Can you see what's through the south door on that map?
See what's... I'm ignoring it.
Oh, very good.
I haven't seen much of it.
The north door heads down a corridor.
Which I'm assuming. Is it big and shiny and interesting?
What, the corridor?
Oh.
Are the corridors ever big, shiny and interesting?
No.
Very good.
They're dull and repetitive and oh my god, not another corridor.
It ends at a door leading north.
All I can say from looking at that map is let's not head too far south.
The door closed. The door is closed.
Farron, I think this is your speciality.
So you don't get through here.
What? That's about right with Urkong.
You don't think it's locked?
Urkong's fine. Or trapped.
See, Urkong's fine now, is it?
They fixed it.
Wow.
It's not locked or trapped.
I open it.
The druid helped.
I open it. There we go. Die again.
That's handy for the druid.
Yeah. She's got no attack spells left, but she helped.
Alright, she can always turn into a vicious attack chicken.
Not at this level.
Which one's the druid? Is it Carlos or Smith?
Smith.
Thank you, nice lady.
The granite walls are dull and lifeless, and the floor looks slick with ice. In the middle of the room are three pieces of iron, shaped like links in a chain. As you open the door, the links shift position with an audible groan. They shudder, and with a violent screech of metal on metal, finally settle.
Did you learn to see invisible things?
They just set in a pile again.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, quite cold if I learnt it.
Mm.
Hang on. Well, you copied it.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Which way did the door open? In or out?
Inwards.
To be honest... Would someone like to drive a spike into the floor?
Chances are... I'm not going to learn invisibility unless I've got a specific reason to, because I've got...
You drive a spike into the ground?
Invisibility,
yes. Okay.
And an image, ground. Which is better.
Simple no would have sufficed.
No!
Well, if anyone wants to look in there, feel free, but I don't think it's worth it.
I'm staying with you. You never get beaten up.
Well, no, because I don't want to have to material possessions. You see?
I didn't that time either.
And perhaps we should be convincing these two.
I'm a bloody dwarf!
You've still got a god.
Yes. So he doesn't listen to me much.
Because you never talk to them.
And the dwarven gold is quite fond of acquiring big chunks of gold.
It's true. I hear that. What is your golf?
Big chunks of gold.
Yeah, probably.
What?
Dugmarin Brightmantle.
Doesn't that sound like a god that likes gold?
He likes digging, does Doug.
Iron churns in middle of room.
Moving.
See, I don't want gold for it being gold. It just lets you buy bigger swords to hit things with.
And where are we going to buy swords in the dungeon?
Sword
well,
shop.
We're not going to be in the dungeon forever.
Sword shop, level we'll
edge. Get it.
We'll may as well get it while we're here.
And you're going to carry it, okay?
Yeah.
Fine.
I'm riding on book bag.
Book bag.
Book bag.
Book bag. Peter of the Book Bag Nation.
Yes, Paul.
Paul's a fan.
I'm a fan of Book Bag.
I think we should name him Book Bag.
Book Bag.
Book Bag.
Book Bag, Bug Bear.
Book Bag the Bug Bear.
Yes.
Okay, should we call him Book Bear the Bug Bear?
No.
No.
That would be foolish.
Yes.
Call him Boogie.
Right, this room falls asleep waiting for you to interact with it.
Ah, the plan worked!
Shall we step in and trigger the trap?
It's up to you.
Up to you.
Perfect.
There doesn't appear to be anything worth nicking or killing.
The big pile of
there's a moving chain.
Well, there's three large links.
Does it move again if we open the doors again?
Are they linked? Doors,
you can't close the door because someone has driven an iron spike at the ground.
Who the hell did that?
Passing case.
I didn't do it. I dropped a spike into the ground. He did it.
Oh, Groot did it. Sorry, I thought you were on the spike driving.
So you're looking the other way when you did that?
Yes, and had your ears turned off.
No. Well, yes, that does happen occasionally.
All that
I'll say, I'll stop playing this dwarf pot.
Dwarf me away.
Dwarf pot.
All those heavy metal digging tracks.
Yes.
5,000 dwarven heavy metal rock tunes in dwarf pot.
Starting with
dig 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 dig.
Okay. Yes.
I like gold. Gold
they're
finger!
Asking
gold.
Stop it now! No more gold finger, good lord! Well, are you doing anything with this room or are you leaving it?
No, it's very dull, there's nothing to hit.
Okay! You leave the room alone.
Unless it's invisible.
Yes, which it could be.
But you haven't learned the spell to make invisible things.
If it's on the chain, can we not just shoot it?
Can you cast magic missile?
Yeah, you can't see it.
But you can't see it, you could shoot the chain.
I thought
that
it followed people around.
It does, but you have to target it.
You have to be able to see
it. I target 3 feet above the chain.
Yeah,
you can't do that because you're not targeting an area.
Yeah.
It's not an area, you've got to target a thing.
That's bad. I should be able to send it.
No. It's a great
spell. It's a stunningly good spell.
It has to have some negative sides. You've got to be able to see what you're shooting at.
Hell, it's first level.
But otherwise, it'll chase them through dimensional doors and stuff as well. It doesn't. It's only on this plane. I thought it did go, it followed them through dimension doors and stuff. Or it'll follow them through portals, won't it? But it has a limited distance of actual travel.
100 feet long. Yeah. Oh, well. Why don't you shoot a crossbow bolt into the chain area?
Because I'm with a crossbow?
I am. It
clatters onto the floor.
I do. I've got this repeating crossbow.
I think you've just forgotten the
Well, no, it's just I don't know how to use it. Beyond the good.
I think you point it that way and rack that thing.
That's a jack in the box.
Take your leg off or something.
Oh, my goodness.
It's not. You can
use out of control.
Minus four, something like that.
Yeah.
This isn't helping us get out of the tent.
Doesn't look like there's an exit this way.
Oh, I still get
go back.
No. Okay.
Got the next plus three to hit with it.
Next door.
Next door.
Next door.
You open the door and follow it down the corridor, down the inevitable corridor.
Yeah. There's a corridor. No,
we're not hugely concerned about corridors that lead to things.
Well, in this
it's
room,
corridors that lead to corridors that lead to yet more fucking corridors. We don't like.
In this, there seems to be corridors that lead to things.
So oh, we have fantastic! Yeah. We're much happier with that situation,
which is just.
Let's
just not go south. All right,
three dimensions.
Bloody phase diagram.
Yeah,
three dimensions.
I wish we had that dwarven forge stuff. Never mind.
There is no door. A wide stone ledge is all you have to stand on, as floor of the room drops off 20 feet into an unknown emptiness below.
Oh my lord!
The floor writhes as dozens of snakes twist among sharpened metal spikes.
Probably not for the best.
It's a bit of a crap pit trap, really. You can see it. Someone's not quite worked out how a pit trap should be done.
This is, of course, assuming there's not something over here that's going to push us off.
Yeah, there's going to bull rush us or whatever.
Well, that'd be cool.
Really sleepy.
Are there any traps in this area?
Because of this huge great pit with spikes in it.
Oh, she knows.
What am I searching?
Yeah.
You roll the shed low.
28.
28?
Yeah.
You look around. You don't seem to think there's anything on this side that would shove you off.
I don't seem to think there's anything on this side that can shove us off.
Oh, good.
Sure. There's nothing on this side
that can shove us off. What we're going to do is go chuck the halfling across the pit. Onto other side.
Onto other side.
Yeah.
Why?
We throw the dwarf, but as it's well known, nobody tosses a dwarf. Apart from Aragorn.
Yeah.
Toss Peter.
And don't talk about it after.
No. I wouldn't mind being tossed by Aragorn. Okay.
Now, can we never come here again?
I'm beginning to think that's probably the wise plan.
So what we do is we just ring him and tell him that we're not playing anymore, and then we change the website and he'll never know.
He'll never know.
We just ban his IP and he'll never know.
Unfortunately, no one else will ever know.
Maybe his spot check, love, while he knows you're around. Whoops.
Can't
feel a skill. Because you're teasing the word. You're so English.
13. What would they do when I'm in America? They're crafty.
You have seven spot.
Seven spot.
Plus eight.
Imported like we
six.
Do.
Does it look like an eight from here?
Six.
Oh, I'm very sorry.
You should lie.
Yes, you see the body of a goblin amid the snakes skewered on a spike at the bottom of the pit.
There's a goblin?
You reckon this might have been a pit trap that's failed to reset.
Oh, it may have once been a pit trap that failed to reset.
Maybe you can fix it.
Yes, possibly.
What do we want?
If you can reset it and then disable it, we can walk across it.
Okay.
Is there a door at that end? Is that a door?
Has the wall got anything shiny?
There is a door.
The only door
we've not tried yet.
Yes, let's go for it.
I'm kind of confused as to where we are and what we're doing.
Which door are you going for?
With that.
You're going for that door?
There's only one door.
Yes, there is
a need to fix the trap and then disable it in the post position.
Yes. We're on that ledge.
Yes.
And we can't get to there?
No.
Okay.
Because trying...
that's 3D.
Right. I was just...
Ledge, and hit down.
Yeah. So, 3D what we're trying to do is, you can reset the trap, and then disable the trap.
Okay.
Let me a spot check.
Me?
Mm-hmm.
You find a spot.
I found a spot. 10.
You having a clue how to reset this trap from here?
I can't click 20, can I? I'll just keep going, keep trying.
Is there a consequence?
20.
You notice on the southern wall.
Which is?
The other side.
Roughly in the centre.
That doesn't really help.
Roughly in the centre, above the pit.
Okay.
It looks like a small switch, like a stone switch.
I think there's a switch there.
Hit it with a sling bullet!
How many arms lengths of mine is it away from where I am?
It's about 20 feet.
In the sling bullet.
Okay. You really want me to sling bullet it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, unless you want to try and climb along the wall.
Do you have wall climbing ability? You're a rogue.
I can tumble.
I can climb.
You would think that if you're over by the other door, this would be a reasonably easy switch to hit.
Okay, I find a rock.
What's the width?
You find a rock.
I see.
Between those two
points. The room is 40 feet wide.
That's a jump and a half.
We don't run up, we're going to throw it.
Yes.
I sling.
Nobody's ever tossed a dwarf at that
far. Dirty one.
Natural 20.
You spin your sling around your head and you shoot your bullets with unerring accuracy straight at the switch. The switch clicks into the wall. There's a rumbling sound from the opposite side of the room and a bridge extends. However, it stops about 10 feet short of you with a judder.
Damn!
Oh, that takes the piss, that does.
10 feet! That's
can
not
I see,
so
can
far.
We see anything stopping it moving?
seems to have got trapped on something, you don't know what, probably.
Well, the mechanism
it's probably yeah. something in the mechanism at the other side.
Who's got the 10-foot pole?
So how do you think this works then? Is it just that the switch turns it in and out?
Yeah.
Do you think? Perhaps?
Maybe. I don't know.
Okay. What sort of what numbers are we aiming for to jump 10 feet?
I'll use my knowledge of traps and rooms and crap.
Let me roll.
Work out what this does.
Give me a disabled device roll.
Natural 20 again!
What are the chances of that? 1 in 400?
You would suspect that this room was either once covered entirely with floor, and this was the only safe path across, or that this was intended to be the trap, and if it wasn't set safe, it will fall into the hole.
Okay.
So, it's either safe on that bit, or a trap.
We could throw something.
That was worth the rolling a 20 for.
Oh, my apologies. You also realise that there's nothing currently supporting that bridge. It's 30 feet of stone supported from one end.
Yes, as we expected. It had to come out somewhere.
Yes, but how would thick? Suggest that it would be, without it being resting on this other end, it's not very...
Not
we don't know. It could be a super strong stone.
She's
a thief, and she realises that any too much weight on the end of there will force it to break.
All right, we'll throw the halfling.
Throwing. Oh, we can easily toss it 10 feet.
Well, can you jump 10 feet?
I don't know.
Have you got any jump?
The halfling could be thrown 10 feet by you.
I have 1 in jump, I have 13 in tumble.
Oh.
Is it not a synergy? Or is it balance?
I think it's the other way around, it's balance.
I've got 11 in balance.
Yeah. Well, I think you've added all your synergy monitors in. I don't think there's one for jump. I think we're just going to have to throw you.
Horrendously bad.
Bad as in rubbish. No. It just gives you 200
bad as in frightening.
Gives you plus 2 on jump checks, but you've got a...
Well, this one.
Or a zero stat, so... Yeah. Get another plus 2 on your jump check.
Okay.
What's that for? Synergy?
Tumble, yeah.
Oh, very good. Synergizing.
Synergize!
Wow, yeah.
Don't put that in some random...
I didn't have that.
Really. Yeah.
The thief gets lots of skills to put in anything. When she gets more than a certain amount
of... To increase the challenge of this encounter, remove the bridge.
I have a miss modifier of 2 already.
How about it then?
Yeah, and then my strength...
That would suggest the bridge is safe.
It's not anymore. It's 0 now. Yeah.
That's what's confusing, as you see.
Yeah, you'll have to go through and see anything that's on -1. For your skills should be 0 now.
Learn that and swim.
So you were slightly better than swimming.
Two very cool looking characters, I must say.
I was just looking at her. Yeah.
Bastion of Torm looks particularly cool. Wonder if you can do an orc.
Hey, my wizard looks cool too. He's just not printed out.
Have you done him?
He's on the forums and has been for months.
Sorry. My apologies. We really printed out and bring him for the memory of a Drosophila. But you fruit fly me, boy.
I do love the Tin Man mutation of the Drosophila fruit fly. It's got no heart, so they call it the Tin Man mutation.
Oh, nice.
Does it actually, really?
Yeah.
Does it actually live somehow?
I don't know how.
I like flea battles.
Very, very quickly.
Yeah, not very well. I don't know if they've got a scarecrow one with no brain. I'm not entirely sure what the cowardly lion mutation would be.
It's born and then flies away from everything.
It must be the most mutated creature on Earth, the fruit fly.
It's only because people play with it.
I think it's got about 3 genes or something.
Wing gene, leg gene, body gene.
Shall I jump? Shall I be thrown?
Professor,
why don't you need to roll jump? 10 feet.
That's what I was looking up, wasn't it?
Actually.
Yes. Yeah, before we go.
It's a function of height or something, isn't it?
Yeah. How far you can jump is a function of your height. And your speed is a function and all that stuff.
Because you need special skills in jumping to be able to jump higher than your own height.
Long jump.
Yes. See, it completely ignores big physics at loads of points, but absolutely when it comes to jumping, physics appears.
Yeah. Well, they had that whole fireball lightning conversation.
The DC for the jump is equal to the distance jumped in feet.
10.
10.
10? That's reasonably easy.
That's a long jump, yeah.
That's reasonably simple.
Well, most people seriously,
you probably don't want to jump just 10 feet.
Yeah.
Because that will take you on the end of the thing.
I want to jump a little bit further. Like,
you left 30 feet.
30 feet.
Wow.
Yeah.
We might as well jump the whole pit then and go for 40
miles. Don't fall!
Well, it's fine. All you have to want to do is jump in a line.
No one makes a jump the first time.
And then if you go too far...
All you need is a ridiculous fighter who's just maxed his jump, who comes into this room and goes, uh-huh, and just jumps 40 feet.
Spring boots!
And it requires a 20-foot running start.
No, we've got that.
We've got that, yeah.
You have that, I believe.
Oh, easily.
More than that.
You have... No, you actually have... That's about 20 foot.
Oh, right.
Okay.
That's from that wall.
Another appalling inmate dungeon.
Right. No, poo drawn dungeon.
Oh, sorry.
That'd be my fault.
Yeah, it seems a lot longer, but it's not.
Yes. Okay. I'm trying to confuse you by making it look a lot longer.
The penalties for being Ickle.
You have a penalty for having a speed of 20 feet is minus 6.
On
your jump checks.
What's your jump skill?
2.
So you're at minus 4 to start with.
Minus 4. You need to roll at least 15.
Gold.
In order to land, that's to land on the end of the bridge.
That would give her a whole foot.
Yeah.
Safety margin.
Land,
yeah. I need to roll 7.
Why don't you do it then?
Yeah, you do it.
Because I'm a lot heavier.
And yeah, I'll jump out because I'll jump.
Do I?
Yes.
No, you don't.
No,
yes,
you
do. Yeah, you do. Yes. Oh, what about the druid? What about the druid?
Well,
can't he grow some vines across there? Or
it's not my armor.
Some roots can appear or something? I don't know. Can you?
I'm not a druid!
Can you fly?
Well, kind of, yeah.
What's the wall like, actually?
Wall.
Now you come to mention it.
I'm better at climbing than I am at jumping.
Maybe.
It's normal, reasonably tightly fitted.
Did we get a fly thing at any point?
I go back to the end of the corridor.
Feather fall. Okay.
I take 20 feet running.
Oh my god!
Let me roll!
Hang on!
What?
Hasn't Boyd got jump?
Spell?
Yes.
He may have.
Has he memorised it?
No, he doesn't memorise it.
No.
And has he stolen his spellbook generally?
I'll give him back when I finished.
Yes, Boyk does have jump. He does not memorise it on a daily basis.
Plus 20, something like that?
Yes.
Plus
20.
Quite good.
Plus 10. Give it to me!
Boyk does not learn jump on a daily basis.
Yeah, because nobody would.
No.
Unless you're expecting to jump anyway.
Yeah.
Sleepy. We're keeping you up there.
Aye.
I'm exhausted.
Plus 30.
Plus 30.
The dwarf was
cast level 9. He's cast level. So he gets plus 10 to start with.
Better than nothing.
Once he gets next level, it's plus 20.
Whoa! Bow! Maybe worth it though.
I'm going to learn that spell off his book next time.
You wouldn't learn it on a regular day to day basis.
No, but you.
For a sorcerer, it's not a bad spell. It's a utility spell. If you're like two sorcerers in a party and one of them learnt jump.
Wasted a 19!
What was that your first roll? Okay.
Yeah.
You weren't running at it, maybe debating jump, but you're going or not?
Yeah.
Jump.
Okay, 19. Plus your jump skill of minus 4. 15.
You make it.
15 feet.
You land on the bridge.
5 feet. Generous.
5 feet from the edge.
You're on the bridge. Okay. The bridge sways up and down slightly as you land on it. It's fine.
Okay.
You weighed down by 400 pounds because you
go to the other end.
Yeah, I'm going to go to the other end.
You walk.
I can get split up from the party, I'm scared.
Well,
I'm
a thief. Rogue, I think.
Rogue.
Scouting head, that's like your job and stuff.
That's what you signed up for.
Rangers do.
We haven't got one.
We have.
Have we?
Right.
Oh, bloody hell.
Are you good?
Thank God we haven't got a bard.
16.
You're going to find a thing specifically
on this side. Yeah, the bugbear's going to start.
You reckon the bridge mechanism is broken and it's on this side of the room?
Oh, well, take 20.
You can disable the device to try and fix the bridge mechanism if you wish.
Oh, okay. I'll do that. Disable device.
Mm-hmm. Great skill.
12.
Basically, use mechanics effectively.
23.
The bridge mechanism begins to rumble across the room. It connects with the other side.
Oh, fantastic! There you see.
I did that!
Yay!
You're to...
Halfling actually did something.
Make me an intelligence check.
What do I have to do? Just
roll that.
And I'm back
you
to...
You realise how stupid you were making that jump.
18.
18's good enough. You realise that the bridge, even now, probably isn't very stable.
Okay.
In the sense that it probably won't take much weight.
Okay.
One at a time.
One at a time.
Yeah, one at a time. It's not very stable. I think it might break. Come quick.
Okay, we got that.
Does anyone have any rope?
Yes.
We always have rope.
Got rope somewhere. Someone's got like,
yeah, sort of rope. Try and tying it onto people.
To the bugbear.
So that one person goes across, and if he does fall in, then we can.
Well, we tie it tightly around there.
Didn't somebody take some silk rope or something?
I've got rope.
We have rope.
Yeah, I have rope.
The ranger throws you some rope.
Well done. I have mainly weapons.
Because it's the kind of stuff really.
Almost exclusively weapons.
Who wants to go after me?
I will.
In which case, I tie the rope onto him.
Let's hope you're strong, boy.
He is quite strong.
Then I...
You stop glowing, by the way.
Myself.
No, it's because you have a rest.
Do you have a...
It doesn't last that long normally.
Or something. Spike.
Or you want it stuck.
in that wall over there, but I'm going to go across.
Clank, clank, clank. Gem in the wall.
You've run out of pittance soon. Infinite supply of pittance.
We're recovering them all.
I know you recover them and you've jammed doors and stuff.
We use them at night, mainly.
Go over the bridge carefully.
Yep.
You walk across the bridge. Trap ourselves in the room so things
don't happen. I thought you meant that. I thought that sounded really incredibly painful.
They begin to come across the bridge.
They
successfully arrive on your side. After a while, you realise it's getting a bit busy on this side and you should possibly open that southern door.
I check the door.
That's a good plan.
I get 22.
It is locked, but not trapped.
I open the lock.
Ooh,
with,
nice.
That's nice.
25.
You unlock the lock.
I'm locked the lock.
You are locked.
25 is a key point.
The lock. It is a lock key point.
We recover rope and pigeons.
You recover rope and pigeons.
Choo 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 dong.
You're going to love this room.
We love this room.
We ran away.
No.
Yeah. Not bloody well going back, are we? Oh no, more doors.
Four doors off a very small room.
Three of which we haven't been in.
The car.
Obviously. She's come through one.
There we go. Not four extra doors.
Where are you going?
Tea smells funny.
Southwest, southeast, or north?
East. Are we heading southwest?
You've been drinking it. You think you're going to notice?
It's not funny then, but it smells funny in there.
It always does when you first open the flask. It's the musty stuff that coagulates inside your flask when you're not using it.
That's why you're supposed to clean it before.
You did wash it out, didn't you?
Yeah.
That's alright. That should be fine. Probably a bit of, washing up liquid and stuff.
Fermented saliva, that kind of thing. If you want a pungent brew, put in 50% orange juice, 50% water, 3/4 fill it, and then leave it for a few days and see what you come back to. Boy, it's going to knock your head off. Anyway.
Maybe you should just empty your flask more often.
Yes.
I have plates rolled out of a couple of
northeast, northwest, southeast.
Southwest.
I thought somebody said southwest.
Yeah, I said southwest because it's... Northeast, was that?
Directly opposite you.
Yeah. South and west, it's a way out.
25.
I think we're rolling a dice to see if you're going to drink your tea or not.
As you enter this chamber, you see four doors.
Four doors.
In the southeast corner of the room. I've got a description of this place in where I have one.
My apologies. More four doors?
My apologies, there's actually a description of this place. This, as you enter this chamber, you
is
see
that
four doors.
Reading ahead?
Well, no, it's actually in the description of another room. Sorry.
How weird.
In the southeast corner of the room is a silver door. Its shine nearly blinds you. In the southwest corner of the small antechamber stands a door of dark wood stained with age. In the northwest corner is a simple stone door. And in the northeast corner, a finely carved stone door catches your eye.
Just come in the standard stone door.
Mm-hmm. Do we?
And we're heading for the
finely carved, you see. We're not nicking the door.
It's stone. We're currently heading for the oak door.
The dwarf admires a good piece of stonework.
Aye. Anything on
it?
Aye. Just a bit of carving. Non-specific. Carving! Non-specific.
Oh. I do believe you got 25 to check this door.
Yes, I did.
Which door are we checking, sorry?
The wooden one.
The southwest door.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
The southwest door.
Made our choice, we're sticking to it.
It is not trapped. It is not locked.
I open it, edited.
We could have listened.
You opening it?
Goblin eyes, aren't you?
The room is built with polished stone.
Ooh.
The yellow hue is as clean as it is even. In the centre of the room is a deep hole.
Oh.
A simple wooden frame hangs above the well, and a frayed rope descends.
See, you told us it was a well, I wouldn't have guessed that.
Descends into the inky blackness below. Echoes rise from a pit as you hear scurrying noises and a splash of water.
That's not a well, that's a crap hole. It's the first bloody place to take a crap I've seen in the entire dungeon.
No, it's not. Your granddad won't.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but I was looking for stuff there.
You were digging in it with a cobalt scapula.
Look, dude, best for times at first level, I tell you.
I'll walk over carefully to the hole and have a peer down. Okay. Even though I've already seen this inky blackness, because you just read out the
dungeon latrine.
Inky blackness.
Blackness
of can see an inky blackness.
We can see an inky blackness.
Unless it's magical inky blackness.
Oh, I stay there.
Have a peep over into the bottom of the carzy.
It's not a carzy.
It is when I finish with it.
This could be your only source of drinking water.
Yeah. Look out below! Sploosh!
I'm not about to make enough room for this.
Of course you can.
You're making it for me though, will you?
The amber nectar.
have you offended him in some way? Because we're all getting clean, pure, fresh water.
That and the sweet pork. Okay.
I got a hairy jumper in my mouth.
I recommend the sweet pork instead, it's much better.
Okay, what are you doing?
Instead, sorry, hairy jumper.
Looking down the hole.
Who's looking down the hole?
You look down the hole.
Are you, like, not paying, like, attention?
At the bottom of the hole, you think you see...
A kraken, no?
Splashing of water.
Hello!
You shout down the hole. Hello, 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 it says. Back to you.
Someone down there, they said hello.
Pull the rope up.
Pulling the rope up?
Yeah, go on. See if there's anything evil on the end of the rope.
Yes! It's a nice yellow
Or maybe a bucket. You know, one or the other, I'm expecting.
Hmm? I stand back. The rope's coming up.
Is it heavy on the end of the rope?
There's something on the end of the rope.
Halfling half-orc pulls it up.
Halfling half-orc?
Oh, you haven't made those yet, have you?
No.
Private time.
Half orkling.
Quarterling.
Or a duckling. Or I have to have sex with
quarter orkling.
Quarter. Well, clearly you'd have to have sex with a duck. You would have to fuck a duck.
Yeah. Fortunately, we're not playing RuneQuest, so that's not likely right now.
Thankfully. Yes, there is a risk. See, this room is a great pile of confusion for me.
I was a confusion.
Is it?
How would
yes.
Duck
and there, it says that there is something here, but there actually is no stats for anything or any indication of how many of the somethings there are.
So right.
Well, the easy thing to say is there's one of them and it has one hit point.
It's a goblin.
The challenge rating 75.
They're goblins. Why would they be here? I'm not even going to put them in.
It's a well.
You get some fresh water. Congratulations.
Why, we missed the chime. We missed the points. If we don't
it's a goblin. They're half challenge rating each.
Well, we'll take 8 million
of them. And we can pull them up on the end of the rope one by one.
From what I can read,
like magician's handkerchief out the cup.
They're not actually in the well. They're somewhere else, but they're not anywhere else. If that makes sense.
What room number is this?
This is room B13.
What room was the pit trap in?
That would be B12.
Okay.
But
skip B11.
There's nothing in the surrounding rooms that contains the goblin either. So, it's just a room with fresh water.
Woohoo!
Right.
Hang on, I think I may have found them.
Ooh.
Where are they hiding? They're waiting to sneak up on us.
Suddenly reality warps itself, so the DM tries to orientate what the hell's going on.
I kill 3 of them. With a single mighty blow.
And I imagine missile some more as well. Or was that yesterday? Or today? I can't remember. It all blurs.
It was yesterday.
Yay! Thank God for that.
Oh, well, I see where they are.
They're invisible.
They're here.
Where's there?
Apparently they did that in Region 9 as well.
What?
Put descriptions of monsters in the wrong room.
It's not in the wrong room, but I don't see...
It's obviously some trick of the acoustics.
Yeah.
Well, actually, it's an alarm spell, but... I mean,
ding-a-ling-a-ling,
they're here, and you're here.
How?
That's a bit of a run.
That's more than half the dungeon height.
So that's several hundred feet.
It's a long bloody way.
Okay. They'll be knackered by the time they get here.
Yeah.
So we'll just wait.
So hang on. You don't know they're coming, though.
You pull the water of the bucket is
filled with water.
Filled with water.
That was a bit of a disappointment. I was going to kill. Anyone want some water?
Any rope?
Who knows?
Don't worry about it.
Okay. It's a well with some water.
Mm-hmm.
We have beaten the well and the water.
You drink the water. It is nice.
Oh,
actually, you don't drink the water. It's not
nice. There's a brand of glue
here. We don't drink the water. We don't need...
Wow, sticky finger glue. Are you reading a craft book?
No. Shall we try the next room
along? Reading her scrapbook magazine.
Cards
and paper craft, sorry.
Scrapbooking magazine.
The southeast room. Southeastern corner of the room is a silver door that nearly blinds you.
Ow!
You notice that I made everybody's Christmas card.
Time to put the dwarven shades on. And looking cool! I look like somebody out of...
Right, there's a door. What are you doing with it?
The Osbournes.
I searched the door for traps.
No!
ZZ
Top!
You don't think it's trapped?
Is it locked?
No.
I open the door.
Very good.
Right. I can't help looking like somebody else's ZZ Top when I put my shades on.
You must look like Frank Beard.
No! Because Frank Beard is the only one who doesn't have a beard! Ha ha!
Who is ZZ Top?
Ion Eliminator on vinyl.
Right.
Who are these people?
The door opens.
They're in a band.
Called ZZ Top.
They called themselves ZZ Top so they could come at the very, very end. Mm. And thus would be easily distinguished.
The walls of this room are dull grey granite. The floor and ceiling are granite as well, but are highly polished. An obsidian obelisk dominates the centre of the room.
I like obelisks.
So that's black, yeah?
Carved into the obelisk, it's not on your map. It's not on my map. Carved into the obelisk are various shapes, circles, squares and triangles, among others. The shapes spinning slowly before gradually picking up speed. They whirl at a phenomenal rate.
Get down to get out of here.
Let's stare at them obsessively.
I hide behind Bag.
Oh, bag.
Boom boom. Sister boom boom.
Buggy bug.
You're confusing me now.
Bag bug boom boom bar bar bugger me boo.
You could go and hide behind Ragdoll.
Ragdoll bugger me bar boom boom Ragdoll. Leader of the bugbear nation.
No, Ragdoll's the only one a long way away.
Leader of the shower nation.
This is very small.
I do hide behind the bugbear.
If we end up going through this bloody dungeon and ending up in Bragdoll's room again, I will weep.
Yeah, I've been taking a wrong turn and end up back in Jenae.
Right, so there's an obelisk and things are whizzing round. Yes, what's the room number out of interest?
B something. 14.
B14.
We're doing quite well in terms of numbers.
You're almost a quarter of this level.
Yeah. So stuff's whizzing by. We need to kill more things.
We're alright, a quarter of this map. Quarter.
Our XP division is just horrendous these days.
Stop moaning about the experience.
Sorry, he doesn't get me.
Yeah.
We should ask the other if they want other ones.
Yeah, we can vote to henchmen.
Go on, hench for me.
Hench wench.
Could we have our own personal assistants?
They're called henchmen.
Yes. You could teach one of the lizard men to be a rogue.
Yeah.
Perhaps this one that's described as a lizard man rogue. Lizard folk rogue.
Lizard folk?
They're not lizard men, they're lizard folk.
My apologies, it's very PC, isn't it?
Yes, they're lizard people.
As opposed to NPC. Ah.
Are you going into this room to play with the obviously trapped obelisk?
No.
I didn't think so.
Is that there anybody else?
I'm not hiding.
There's nothing to kill and it's not shiny.
Except the druid and the ranger.
Are there any doors in the room?
No, not that you can see from where you are.
Well, okay. The room can go fuck itself.
That's a concept.
Stupid room.
Nice.
Let's leave the obviously trapped room.
So we try the door to the north then?
Yes.
Yeah.
The door to the north.
How boring is that? It's trapped. Let's leave it alone. Oh, alright. Oh, okay.
Well, it's not obviously filled with shiny treasure, so.
Yeah.
Or an exit.
Yeah.
And this place seems pretty lethal most of the time.
Might be a pinata. And we could hit it, and it would crack up, and then shine.
Let's face it, the only person who's got...
beat a representation of a donkey with a stick?
Yeah, I thought it was...
It's a donkey, aren't they?
Yes, it's mostly a donkey.
Until sweets come out of its bum.
Of course, in Spain, they would traditionally just beat the donkey.
Yes, but nothing comes out of that.
Well,
it's a lot of intestines. I had great pleasure in making it poo jelly beans.
Are we talking about a jelly bean pooing dog?
Yeah, is it Nick?
What?
The had one.
Do you have to feed lots and lots of jelly beans to a donkey?
It's not like that one where you yank its its nose or something, or its tail, and the cigarette shoots out of its arse.
Oh, we keep threatening to bang on one of them.
A long east-west corridor with a door directly opposite.
So we can remind
how
we can get up. Happy.
The door is closed.
Closed and trapped.
I open it to checking.
It's been a pretty nasty dungeon so far. We just keep on meeting traps and no goodies, except for you and your beams of light and lovely stuff. You permanently protected person, you?
Oh yeah, and lots and lots of suits of armor. Stupid races.
Mm. Not anymore.
You unlock the door. However, the door is stuck.
Stuck door.
Big person.
21.
You push the door open. Musty odor permeate the
hold the breath
here.
Everyone hold their breath.
Ooh, there's a little picture of a man in room B17. Who
is that? Is this B17 then?
No, this is B15. No.
I can hold my breath longer than everyone else.
B17, that's a bomber of a room. Yeah.
So we're going to make that joke again when we get to B52.
The dwarven. B52 is a bit.
The dwarven.
The love shack.
I wouldn't say it's a pamphlet, it's more like an encyclopedia. What do you think we do underground all day long?
I wouldn't like to guess, because you do kind of village people style dances and stuff, don't you?
No. They just
along the northern corridor extends. To the right hand side here, you are encountering room B15.
Many musty odours permeate the air here. The floor is littered with bones and scraps of cloth. Near the southwestern corner, in front of a large stone door.
Apologies.
Whoops! Suddenly there is a door.
No, that's the one we just come in by.
Is it?
The southwest door.
Oh yeah, hold on.
In front of a large stone door are the bodies of three hounds and a few goblins. Broken spears and ruined shields are strewn about the floor here as well. In the northeastern corner of the room is yet another stone door. This area is free of detritus.
Are they fresh dead dogs?
They haven't been dead long.
Are they huge? Fresh dead dogs.
I shall search the room for anything.
Not hellhounds or any.
14.
I'll just keep an eye out for an enemy.
Very good.
You find two wolf teeth.
We've got some of them.
Yeah, we've got huge ones. Yeah.
A very small, jagged gold tooth.
Ooh. Jagged gold tooth.
B15. Small, very small, jagged gold tooth. And a severed, desiccated hand.
Vecna! Leader of not the band of Vecna.
Wouldn't that be funny if it was the hand of Vecna?
The hand of Vecna.
B15.
Could be worse, it could be the head of Vecna. That's a tough
one. And what else from the tooth?
A two wolf teeth and a severed desiccated hand.
You're taking that too. Put it in your hair on a necklace.
It's like that creepy hand you can get that goes on your as in your amulet slot and allows you to wear another ring.
Ah.
Yeah, it's actually a dead hand you wear around your neck. So you walk up the pub with that on. Hey ladies. What's that? That's not Final Fantasy X, is it?
It's this.
It's this.
I don't remember it's called.
Hand of Mage, Hand of Gold.
Yeah, it's Hand of Something.
Hand of Something. Like
hand of being an
I've
extra.
I've never actually encountered a Hand of Vecna.
Kind of being super creepy.
It's a very powerful magical item.
He's a very nasty man.
He's the god of magic in Greyhole.
Yes.
Well, yeah, god of it, yes, because you've also got Weejazz.
But he has an eye and a hand.
Death and magic.
Has he lost?
I used to worship people.
And just kind of wander around a bit and people kind of get hold of them. And they're very powerful. Yeah. In a very normal
hand of Vecna, all you have to do is chop your own hand off and replace it with that. You become very powerful and evil and get taken over by Vecna.
So, there is a door to the west, the corridor continues to the north, of which various little rooms may come off.
Okay.
I choose life.
Are we taking this hand of Vecna then?
Well, do you want to detect magic on it?
I've got one to spare. Go on, let's detect magic on this lot.
Okay. Shockingly,
it's not.
The hand is blindingly No, it's not. It's
just you swine!
No, if it had been, would we have to be wrestling the axe out of your hands?
Come on, yes!
Yes, I want this. Oh, bastard, I chopped the wrong end off.
Culture in their stands. That would be quite funny.
Right handed, it would chop off my right hand.
But it's so powerful.
The two left hands of Beckman.
You could better disguise which one was the real hand of Beckman. Now then, where are you going? North or to the east?
Michael Jackson if you did that.
North.
North of the corridor and leaving the eastern door behind you.
Maybe.
We'll go north then.
Okay, you head north.
We're just going for a random wander, to be honest.
That's the next
little intersection where
there is another door.
It makes no difference.
We tried to be systematic in region 8, got us nowhere.
Door, now another door.
Maybe better systematic in region 8.
I mean, there's not really been that many options for us to go other ways. That's the
sacky bit.
Does it have any traps?
You didn't check the other one. This one. Ignored that one, and now you're checking this one.
Oh, I don't know. Look at where we are. I'm too tired to be doing this.
We're in a big dungeon.
See, I didn't cancel because I'm good, but I'm knackered.
No, not long now, love. Do some more door checking. What'd you get?
18.
18? You don't think this door is trapped? You don't think... Well, it is locked, actually. Yes. And my apologies, it is locked.
You'll believe it is locked.
I it is. Okay.
I don't care. Can you unbelieve it's locked?
Do you want to unlock it?
Can I?
Yeah, like. Not too bad.
I'll unlock it.
Middling roll.
27.
Lock clicks open.
15. I'm quite good at that.
The lock clicks open.
Somebody open the door.
I listen at the door. I hear nothing.
You get wood lice in your ear.
No, the wood lice
in my front room. Why is there wood lice? It's stone
door. The bloody tough wood lice.
Stone lice. They have to be really tough.
My apologies for dropping everything on the floor like an idiot. Well, what are you doing? You opening the door?
Yes. Oh, I've had nothing at the door.
It is silent as the grave on the other side of that door.
Chock-a-block with undead, then.
Silent as the grave, I said.
Chock-a-block with undead, I like that. As you open the door into the room, a sense of disease comes over you.
What?
The room is a place...
What's the sense of disease?
Ooh, I have a strange sense of disease.
Your disease sense is tingling.
Yes.
No, you just scratch it. This one's all over.
The room is a plain and square. It is dark, though your torches cut through the gloom easily.
How about our night vision?
A musky scent wafts through the air, and you get a distinct impression you are not the only one in this room.
Yes, because there's goblins 14 rooms away.
Disease.
Three yellow-brown dogs, nearly identical to the corpses in the other room, lie on the floor, sleeping lazily. They haven't noticed you yet, but something is unnerving them. The dogs shiver quietly with fear, whining softly from time to time.
Evil.
No, they're probably evil.
They're good
doggies, look. They're good
people.
Good
dog, I think we should just let evil dogs lie.
Yes. Close the door.
Boom. Would you like me to draw this room for you? Sorry.
Well, what are you drawing the map here?
While I'm here, I'll draw the room. Well, actually, you can't see it all, because it actually extends quite well.
Oh, it's a big room.
Do we? We've got very good eyesight in the dark.
Yeah, not this good, you end.
Really?
Six it goes around this corner here.
All right.
Corners are a bit we can't see through walls. Okay.
Not yet.
Okay.
Different time.
Can we see through walls eventually?
It goes up there.
I'm not sure that's an advancement in dark vision, though.
No, I think it's something
It goes up there and then continues around that corner.
Sort of magical.
Oh, there's a particular dwarven race, isn't there, in Faerun? I remember reading about it when I was browsing through the book of Races of the Forgotten Realms. They can actually... You can see them just walk through walls.
That's Smurf Neblin.
I think it's a dwarven race. And it's just like, what? They just go through them.
There's gnomes. Smurf Neblin can walk through walls. Walk past walls.
No, I thought these were dwarfs as well.
There may be a dwarven race as well, but no Smurf Neblin can. Yeah. Anyway, you're here. You're at this door.
It's done just really easy.
Three dogs whimpering. You must admit there is a bit of an aura of fear coming from the room.
Disease. Scary the smell dog. Of fear.
Send in the holy people.
Send in the holy people.
Send in the wizard.
Wizards have no defense against disease.
And what makes you think we have?
Because you're a good guy. Yeah, you glow.
I've been poorly.
You got better.
As have I. Thank you.
I think there's going to be two parties going through this adventure. I'm going to slit off from them. They are evil.
Alright, so you're going to take the bugbear and the lizard men and the kobold with you instead.
Yeah, you can deal with the wizard all on your own.
And you'll just take the evil party with you.
Yes.
And we know they're evil. Yeah, but
they're nice. I'm not evil, I'm
misunderstood. Yeah. Oh, the torch is glowing.
That's quite clever.
That was clever, actually.
He also has fire down his back, though.
Well, near enough.
Right.
If you rotated it through 45 degrees.
Yeah, there you go.
I don't particularly want to go in here. Do you want to go in here?
That was clever.
Well, we don't know what's around the corner.
You can't see it from that, though.
You can
make the torch burn.
I shall be here if you need me.
Torch is burning. Yes, it's quite effective.
Can you keep up?
Because you've now blinded Hal.
I feel it's worth it.
We've all rolled natural 20s. Yay!
I've lost my house keys, by the way.
Oh, good. I don't know. Part of me says okay for like avoiding these really ridiculous traps. The other part says let's just do something. I don't know.
Are they worried? I'm not going in this room.
No, we're not. Let's lock the doggies. Lock the doggies in.
You're shutting the door. To be honest, you need nothing from this entire dungeon other than to get out of it.
Yeah.
The
sense of disease that he felt was not good.
So. No. Are you closing the door?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of nasty and diseased in there.
You close the door. Okay, next.
Where are you going?
Further up the corridor.
Further up the corridor. You head further up the corridor. Off to the right hand side.
Diseased donkey is no good.
Is a corridor.
What does that?
Are you following it?
Yes.
Yes. It heads up and goes off a wide corridor, ends in a door.
Doors and corridors, doors and corridors.
It's a dungeon.
Yeah. And the first last two rooms we have come to, we've just not gone into.
Yes.
So we're kind
of sitting in the corridors, you know.
Yeah.
Well, there's a room.
I'm too afraid to go into the rooms.
The corridor's comfortable.
Yeah. Corridor's safe.
The dogs are sleeping. We'll let them know.
The yellow disease dogs.
Okay. Oh, if only you knew better. Should have given the planar role, really.
Sorry. Why are they fairy dogs?
They can't
happy,
say.
They were happy, happy planar dogs. Of goodness and shiny righteousness.
Maybe.
Oh, planar dogs of evil.
They might have been celestial puppies.
Celestial puppies. Can I see your celestial puppies? Okay.
Yeah, so where are you going? Are you going through this door? Are you going back to this south door? Or are you continuing north up the corridor?
Yes. Going anywhere that they let me go.
Yes.
All of them in that order.
It's too tiring to think.
Options. You can go through this southern door here that you ignored.
Yes.
Southern door. You can go through this door here that you just reached, but you can continue north up this corridor to an inevitability.
I quite fancy that one we didn't go through.
Southernmost door.
Southernmost door we all agreed on.
You all walk back, past the room with the dogs in, yeah. Back to the safe. Pushing over the bodies of the dead dogs and whatnot.
Good dogs. Are these similar dogs?
Yeah, similar dogs. Can I get knowledge? Go on, give me knowledge plans.
Nice.
Oh, that's lots.
26.
Might be blink dogs.
Aren't they supposed to, like, flit in and out of places?
They're good, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
Are they
blink
good?
Dogs are known for their selfless and good acts.
Oh!
I said they were good!
We should go back and help the doggies!
See, I'm good at this role-playing laugh, even when I don't have a clue what the spell exists. So there, I knew they were good. I sensed it. I'm psychic. There we go. I win. I get to the end of the adventure and
I
win.
Good point, but they seem to be afraid of some
killing. Yes.
Well, that's not us. Well,
we should
not
help them. We should help them.
Yes.
We are, in fact, good. Are we not?
Can't we get trained to attack blink dogs?
Boyk coughs quietly at the back of the party.
Oh, well. Crushing despair.
Yeah, so what happens when we introduce the good blink dogs to the chaotic evil kobold we have with us?
We keep the chaos evil kobolds
in the back. Let's not forget this, the chaos evil huge bugbear of chaos evilness.
We shut them out and I go to
but they can stop the back. Anything.
Anyone talk to the dogs?
They speak is the question.
They might understand. Oh, that's a good point. Do they understand Draconic under common or Terran?
Probably not.
Celestial.
Speak some language that.
Or Abyssal.
No.
Blink dog.
We haven't met anything Abyssal for me to chat to.
You will.
Oh, the explainer.
Or the Tarrasque speak.
I don't know.
Oh well, he knows with dungeoneering.
I know lots with dungeoneering.
All ranger knows.
I know.
Arcanians.
Yeah, somebody knows
everything. I know on a 20.
They're pretty common-ish, aren't they?
24 in dungeoneering.
I've never met one before.
Yeah.
I have. But I'm older than the rest of you put together.
Yes.
Blink dogs have their own language.
Blinky!
Yes, it's,
we blink
it's called Blinkish.
Blinkish.
They speak Blinkish.
What does it go like? Which point? Blink, 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 oh. Blinky, blink.
I'll probably
blankety blink. Blink.
Hmm? Did you know?
I'll probably go up to the mouth.
Are you walking into the room?
I learned blinking language.
Then you will surf.
What kind of blinking language is that?
Whoops.
Oh, just the 47th run then.
Crap roll.
That's only 13.
13.
Is it against a spell?
Not really, it's an area. It's a sort of effect of the area.
Right.
The dungeon has odd effects in certain rooms, you may have noticed. It's described as an inexplicable pallor of evil which permeates the room. You are shaken.
But not I have an idea for the name of my next character. Pallor of evil.
Nice one. You are shaken. You're a minus two to pretty much everything. The dogs notice you.
Come on, here boy, here boy.
They growl. The hackles are up.
Blinky.
They look quite confused.
I make
they look like they're going to attack. They start to fan out.
I make comforting dog noises.
Step back slowly and show that I'm doing anything.
Can't you lie?
One of them looks confused.
Are you supposed to sit down or something?
Like,
lie down.
One of them looks...
That weird. Makes them think they're in command.
Yeah.
And then you're their bitch.
Yes.
They weren't
paying,
were they? Hmm? They weren't paying, you said.
No, they're not. They're not. Okay. Cal Hisp comes into your side.
Okay. He's an evil one, isn't he?
No, he's neutral.
He's neutral.
I like
that. Stares them dead in the eye.
Oh, sit down.
Yes,
and say, hey, doggy, doggy.
Hey,
doggy, doggy, doggy.
He's animal jobby.
Animal
jobby. Ah, yes. That's to make him smell like them, you see, so he thinks he's one of the family.
He already stinks like one. Yeah.
Yeah,
minus one. Minus one to his animal empathy?
It's charisma based.
Oh, dear.
Oh, he has no charisma.
Well, he might be at his level as well.
Oh.
It's been a while.
Well, he can't be as bad as that car washing tong.
Skill or ability?
There's a car washing tong called Mr. Handjob.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I've seen it. I think that's very...
We stopped off with Mr. Handjob.
Did you stop at Mr. Hands?
Sorry, I have no idea how. Did I miss a part of the conversation?
It's wild empathy, isn't it?
Yeah, it's to do with jobbies.
Functions just like diplomacy to improve the attitude of a person.
Sorry,
the ranger rolls a d20 and adds his level and his charisma bonus to determine the wild empathy check. A typical domestic animal, starting attitude of indifferent, while wild animals are usually unfriendly. Wild empathy, a ranger and the animal must be able to study each other, which means they must be within 30 feet. Generally, influencing an animal in this way takes 1 minute, but as with influencing people, it might take much more or much less. The ranger can also use this ability to influence a magical beast with an intelligence of 1 or 2, but this takes a -4 penalty on such a check. Can he do it? It says he can. It says rangers can do this, but I think their intelligence is more than this. Blink dog, intelligence... 10.
Whoa.
Well, I suppose they're scared.
Yeah, but he gets a total of +2 onto that roll you've just done.
14.
He gets +3, -1.
That's not bad. They seem to sort of back off a little bit as he comes into the room and stares at them. He seems to be looking very unaggressive. None of his weapons are drawn.
Because we're armed to the teeth with sharp pointy things.
Help him.
Maybe. Yeah. She can come in.
She's druid.
She'll come in. Does she have any warmth as well?
Yes.
That's what she does. She comes in and has a go as well. She comes in and they attack her and rip her through a cleaner.
Ta-da!
They're all fed. She doesn't seem to help at all. She comes in and starts calmly in front of you slightly. Mm-hmm. They...
Blinky, blinky, blinky.
One of the dogs disappears.
They're blinkies, aren't they? So they do blinky.
Two of the dogs disappear. The other one's left standing in the room, looking very confused.
I jump on one. No. I jump on one.
They've appeared in the corridor.
I jump on one.
Behind you. They're growling.
But they're supposed to be good doggies.
Hmm. Supposed to be. Perhaps this place has twisted them somehow.
And they have turned to
eat. Well, you're scared in this room. You feel the fear in this room. And they've obviously been locked in here for quite a while.
Maybe they will calm down if they're out of the room.
Possibly.
Let's get the third one out. Come on, doggy.
Sliff turns around and walks back into the corridor and tries to calm the two in the corridor. Mm-hmm. And does worse than previously.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
They attack. They attack. Oh. Give me a corridor and the entrance to
they're
that
attacking
room.
Us?
Yeah. They're attacking her.
Oh, her. I don't care about her.
Lizard folk are bad.
I could have tried that, actually.
You got animal empathy?
No. I handle animal.
Do it, Tom! Smack!
Yeah. It's a bit different, isn't it?
Good boy, good boy. Bad dog.
Not long now. It's 20 past 10.
Doop-a-doo. Are we fighting?
Yeah.
We're fighting. Right. Attack formation.
18 then.
Is this initiative? Here we go.
Well, hang on.
Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba.
It's that combat music.
Right, where's that corridor? There. There are a couple of fights. We'll put the party on.
It's the classic Kirk fight music.
Here.
No, I was never in the room.
That's
Smith. Neither
was I. Oh, this is the range.
I was in the
room.
I was
in the room.
Sitting on top of a bugbear.
There's a dog in the room facing him down.
Woof, woof.
There's two dogs in the corridor.
Woofy's a blink dog.
Woofy.
And Snoodoo.
Woofy and Charles
McLizard.
We're reenacting Woofy and Charles McLizard.
Wow. It's Charles McLizard and Woofy.
So you've got 18.
Now that is a tiny little miniature.
Beep.
What the? Blink dogs are going on.
Have you got a small rain effect, Wes?
Is it a quasit?
Yes, it's a quasit.
Blink dogs are going on at 16.
Whoa.
Oh. 18
With supreme dwarven speed, Balazar goes on a...
Five.
Extra XP for you.
Do I get extra XP?
That's not
flash.
Fair. Can we get extra XP for you?
Yeah, if you give
him a kiss. No, I have man boobs of my own.
Oh.
If you flash him and give him a kiss,
you get
then
more?
He can.
Five. Ooh, he looks weird. Mean.
How are we doing? Yes, let's go for it.
We start with failing.
Right, anyone in the room? Oh, no one's in the room except for the ranger. We'll assume he's fine because otherwise he gets shit.
I was in the room.
Were you in the room?
Where
you sat on the back of the bugbear at the moment.
Where were the dogs?
We were in that room.
Alright, because I was in there talking to them.
Right, give me a will save.
Oh, why?
Just to check.
Because there's evil nasty.
There's fear in the room.
There is the power of evil.
A what? A will check?
Yeah.
15.
Tough one.
You are shaken also. It's minus 2 to virtually everything.
Yeah, I've not stirred.
Okay.
But this
who's first?
Thalen,
what are you doing?
Oh,
you hear the sounds, of the dogs growling behind you. No, it's fine, finished it. You hear the sound of the dogs growling behind you in the corridor.
Don't bite people! I'll run out of the corridor.
Okay, you're running backwards through people.
Yes.
Go on then.
That's some work, good.
What to do?
I don't know.
Action!
Doggies!
There are the
also one in front of you.
Okay.
There's dog.
Oh no, I'll stay in here then, and I'll try and calm the dog.
Okay.
I'll hold my action and talk to it in a soothing voice, and look non-aggressive.
Very nice, very good. Who's next?
Me! Garud. I'm Kaelis.
Snickersnack.
Can I ignore the smack it? Or are people in the way?
There's quite a few people in the way.
What are they wearing?
Who?
Me, I'm not wearing much armour, I can't remember.
Yeah. Heavy or medium?
Medium.
Or light?
Is it medium?
Medium, I'm in, yes. Chain.
You're in chain? Chain, okay. You can't get anywhere to hit anybody.
Oh, damn.
You can move.
Can I get someone wearing to throw an axe at someone? I'll do that then. I haven't done it yet. I've been carrying these 5 bloody thrown axes around for ages.
No, you can get rid of one.
I haven't chucked them at anyone.
Go on.
Poor lawful good.
16.
Lawful good.
16.
Evil bastion of dog.
Will hit the blink dog.
I didn't do anything to him. They started it.
4. I don't get any strength bonus for that, do I? Okay. I want that guy's bow! Or one very much like him.
You do throw items, don't you?
What, your strength, yeah.
Do you? Oh, that's 8 then.
Very good. Thump, it says.
Oh, 5 left.
Then it's chaos.
Oh, sorry, 4 left.
Calis. He attempts to calm that dog again. And does a better job.
Not going to calm this one.
It seems to whimper slightly and back down on Lot. He walks forward and ruffles it.
Ruffles its roof of
roof and living.
Buglak.
Buglak.
Bug.
Buglak. Buglak's a henchman, he's not that.
Leader of the bugbear.
Unless you want him to fight, you order him to do what he likes.
Oh.
No, we just use him as a pack animal.
Yeah.
You can order him to fight if you like, but generally...
Oh, he's no, he's becoming quite...
That way.
yes.
He's becoming a pacifist.
Blink dogs.
Hmm? Blink dogs.
Yeah. Blink, blink.
That one in the room remains still and calm. The other two dive at, whatchacaller? Slith there.
Killer, killer, killer. I mean, no, we don't need to dive.
Killer, killer, killer. That's not a very nice chant for your party member.
I think that's a half-orc chant, isn't it? Saying, success!
Yeah, it's orcish for, oh no, my friend's being attacked.
Nice.
Yes. Dwarves have similar words.
Blink!
A dog!
As they dive, they begin to flash in and out.
Oh, and blinking. I don't like that. That's really annoying.
Blinking dogs.
They both jump at Slith.
Pounce!
Yes, pounce. 8.
Oh, they don't misses. Pounce. They're not cats. They're dogs.
However, hopefully. 21 will hit.
Hopefully, but in a manly fashion.
Dogs are men.
All dogs are men.
4 points of damage. They bite her.
Lady dogs, they're bitches. The only time you were a kid, you could get away with swearing. Sorry.
Really? I still can't get away with swearing in front of my mother.
Oh, well, I can.
Slith stumbles backwards and tries to look non-aggressive.
Stumbles and look non-aggressive.
But I have accidentally
one more roll to try and stop my attack.
Before, and that was quite interesting.
She's very bad at this.
Obviously. Through the negative charisma.
Yes.
Negative charisma.
She's a lizard person.
So, what makes you want to be a druid?
Shut up, wanker!
It's not been worth a success in their life.
What are you doing?
Shut up. That's why. Just shut up.
It would appear the ranger has this one under control in front of you in the room.
Can you get it to stop the others attacking?
Can you speak Draconic?
No.
I'm
just far away.
Can't understand you. He sort of waves at you towards the door. He has his hand on his neck.
I was calming it.
You were helping.
Well, I just chatted at him anyway.
Yeah.
Shouted to him in a language he doesn't understand.
Speak loudly and slowly.
They seem to be hanging off the druid in
very tall. From Essex.
How's you at home from Essex?
I don't think this recording is going to make a lot of sense. I'm kind of tired and sleepy.
Can I borrow some tea, please?
You can borrow some tea, and there keeps being things said. And
it's fine. Focus.
Maybe we should do it again tomorrow.
No. And then I hold my action to hit one if they attack the druid again.
Borrowing my tea does not involve drinking it.
Oh.
What do you think from the leaves? Loosen them out of that, then send it back into the cup.
You know they're going to talk to you again.
Balazar! Time for Balazar to do his thing!
Ooh. Hey,
run away. Break his own fingers.
Break Balazar.
Spells for weeks.
Balazar will cast a mighty dwarven spell. Sleep! One last time. Never know. May fail, may succeed. It's a doggy.
On which?
On one that hasn't been hurt.
That's one.
I thought one had been attacked with throwing arrows. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
they got 8 points of damage. Yeah. The one that hasn't been hurt.
Okay.
Sleep!
You come back to sort of blur into one.
Yeah.
Go on, man.
Did my axe drop out of it when it started blinking?
What?
Well, yeah.
It should do. Unless it starts blinking with it.
Hmm.
In which case, could you hop on the back of one and blink in and out with it? I don't know.
That's why I wanted to jump on its back.
You might not like where they blink to.
But I might. I might fall off where they blink.
Wizards can blink, don't they?
Wizards.
Yeah, it's not very pleasant.
Wizards or lizards.
Just don't go there.
Wizards.
We go into a nether region.
We don't want to talk about the lizards.
Roll me a d10 and choose either high or low.
D10, I want low.
Not for sleep,
actually.
Two
is low.
Two.
Any individual targeted spell has a 50% chance. Did you choose low?
I choose low, I roll low.
You catch him in the material plane. Because otherwise he wouldn't have been there when you fell off.
Pretty rough, isn't it?
What does it need as a will serve?
Many.
A large number.
16.
It's got.
It's about 15.
It's
a first level spell. Add your intelligence bonus to 10 and 1.
Intelligence bonus is 4.
15.
It goes thump, and doesn't do anything, doesn't fall asleep. Bagger! Blink's quite cool.
However, they
have a mischance while blinking because they may bite just as they disappear.
I wish I could blink.
Who's going next?
It was worth a try.
Boyacht.
I'm not blinking, look.
Boyacht turns around.
I'm not blinking.
You're not blinking.
Yeah.
Looks at them. Tuts slightly. Fires magic missile.
He's evil.
He chooses high. And gets high. They hit. He aims at the injured one.
Take out the weak.
Bad dog.
Ooh, doing 9 points of damage.
Wow, straight to the eyes.
I've just seen how much that magazine cost.
Which one?
That one.
Well, they're pricey.
£3.35.
Yep.
Did you buy it?
Okay. Well, I did.
Oh, right, okay. Well, you don't know the price of the magazine.
I just picked it up and decided it was issue one then.
Well,
collectors are like, oh, you've read it now. It's
worthless.
You do realise that they put special offers on magazine number one. It'll be about
£25.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, that's probably true, actually.
It's always like that one.
Don't like it.
Collect the first part of this 100-part series to build the Mary Celeste.
Hello.
And the matchsticks, week by week.
You can see the medieval village one.
No.
They actually did a medieval village. I had the first one, the tiny little bricks and everything. You could actually start and build it. It came in like 2 million parts.
Couldn't they just do like a really thin one called the deserted medieval village?
Well, it actually came with that cardboard building. You made the cardboard building and you built up the fascia with like little bricks and wooden struts and all stuff.
And it ended up costing you £4,000 to build something.
I collected one when I was little that was all about tarot cards, and I ended up with at least 4 tarot cards by the time I got bored with collecting.
Yeah, that's the problem with things like that. It's like you can have one tarot card.
What's it called? The Art of Divination, by
any. What with this?
Could have been.
Now, don't have many things. That's had collect.
Suspended between a pair of sheep shears. Because it's another traditional method.
I must dig out my deck of many things. It's upstairs.
Anyway.
Failing.
We must find one of these.
A deck of many things, one, two, or three.
Calming.
Very good.
The original. It's me that's calming.
Mm-hmm.
Which can't you screw?
There is only one deck of many things, one true deck.
I'll kill it.
And that's upstairs. Huh?
It's in the attic.
I hit it.
Not very well.
It's 16. Yeah.
Make me a roll, choosing high or low.
High.
Low. You miss. You pass through it as it disappears.
Whoosh.
It then reappears.
23.
I'll hit, but maybe
high again.
Yes. Well, yeah, it should be, in theory. Maybe not.
No.
No.
You roll.
No.
1 to 5 is low.
Yeah.
6 to 0 is high. So
oh, yes.
You pass through it on the way back as it disappears again. Gotta get yourself some blink.
Bastard.
If you can blink your eyes,
can you make it ethereal?
Of course!
I'll
learn them.
Bastard.
This is not doing anything.
No.
Blink damage.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Blink dogs. Continue to chew. Well, yeah. Okay.
Well,
that's the unhit ones of a.
Yeah.
Good roll.
But it's attacking again.
Yes. Ooh, nice. That would hit.
Go with high.
You hit as it appears.
Oh,
oh
no.
One.
Yeah.
One.
Ouch.
You know when you can add your wisdom bonus to damage.
It is. They both jump at Slips. Will 14 hit her?
No.
Phew.
Some bizarre reason she has an arm class of 19, I have no idea.
Wow. Really?
You put 19 in the arm class
block. Well, I read that off the box.
Nice.
Off the stat block.
What's she wearing?
No idea.
Well, damn.
Did it glow?
Oh, yeah, I'm not giving her her armour on. She'll get something for being scaly skinned, probably for one. She'll have natural armour on his chest. I haven't read on.
He's at 18, he's got leather armour.
Mm. She must have furs or something, I assume. Or some kind of spell or something. Oh, we'll look and stab.
She's got less dexterity.
That one misses as well, then.
Standard, that's that bad.
Who's next?
Shiny magical standard, then. Let's kill her for it.
A tail hawk at the back, which would not suit you. Your backside would hang.
Slith! Slith. Action!
Once again, drops back and tries to calm them. No, she stays where she is. She can't stand.
She drops back.
Well, she drops back a little. She doesn't actually take the pace back. She's getting worse. They want to kill her even more now.
The doggies don't like lizards. Balazar will try once again with his mighty dwarven magics. The magic missile!
It's good that he learns from Boyuk, isn't it? Which one are you looking for?
I'm only the one that's been severely hurt already.
You're trying to kill the lawful good blood dog. Okay, fair enough. Go on.
I'm trying to put it out of its misery. Quickly.
Well, we need the halfling to run in and beat them into unconsciousness.
You're on.
Yeah, that's a good point.
You're on. Do you down.
Right, okay.
Spell. Yes. You need to make 50-50. Me a roll.
50-50.
Yep.
High. Right, I'm going with high. 6. Yes.
Fair enough.
6 is high.
Damage is...
Oh, D20 is not.
3, 3, and 3. 9 points.
Are you adding the extra 1 for each dice?
Yes. Yes.
You are?
Yes.
9 points.
9 points.
It drops to the ground.
That's how you do it.
You killed it.
It's Boyuk.
It's just resting, really.
Boyuk. Boyuk turns around.
Boyuk.
He looks at the situation.
Why does he keep turning around? He was facing that way anyway.
He likes to turn around with Boyuk. He likes to know what's behind him. He sits down in that corner.
Can we kill him?
Yeah. Why? No. Why would you kill Boyuk?
He's annoying.
He casts one spell and then... Oh, I've had enough.
Well, there's enough of you to deal with one blink dog. He's not worth his magic.
Clearly, so we should kill him because he's superfluous.
He did most damage to that one.
Well, that one's happily under the control of the ranger, good dude, yeah?
Uh-huh.
So we have my back to
we've got one blink dog to bring with us.
So is one blink dog dead?
Yes.
Well, I've heard
it's resting.
I've heard shouts of aha, one down or
one is down.
One down or similar.
Oh, you killed it, Balazar. It was lawful good. You bastard.
I'm just going to stay because there's nothing I
can do. How dare you? You're now chaotic evil.
I step in and smack it. Gently.
There's a horrible giggling going on. It's not good.
It's the dungeon. It turns you and turns you.
19. And I bloody miss it again.
Whittle, put these up on the kill list.
And 19 again. Oh, for the love of God! Stop blinking, you bastard!
I love it. Blinking is a free action.
Guys.
Calhis continues to do what it's doing. He starts to move the blink dog out of the room.
Mm-hmm.
Slowly moving himself.
Slaughtering its brethren.
But that doesn't do anything.
Not slaughtering.
Intelligence 10! You can read and write him by.
Yes.
By calculus or something.
Speak blinkish.
Yeah.
If only you could speak blinkish.
I analyse the blink dog that's on the floor.
Analyse?
Is it still alive?
Yes.
Fix it!
Which point I.
Coup de grâce!
Cast defensively.
Badly.
Possibly not.
Oh, it's so tense. You can just feel the tension.
Goes to bite you then.
Mm-hmm.
13.
No.
Who's next?
That's a very good render. That's the court.
Hit.
Hit. I don't hit it yet. Yes, one person has done 1 point, that'll be you.
Mm-hmm.
Continues to try and bite the...
The evil druid.
The druid.
Bite the lizard folk.
21.
Ouch.
Yay.
Chomp. Crunch.
Oh, hang on, that's 20% miss.
Ouch.
Oh.
1, 2. It misses. It goes for a bite on her throat, which would have done 6 points of damage, maximum damage, and it just disappears as its jaws close, and it reappears again.
It can't even control its own blinks.
No problem.
Well, we've got a 50-50 chance of hitting it, so it's...
It's got a 20% chance of missing.
Right.
Because it disappears as it does affect lands.
Slightly better than...
Sith. Try to count again.
Come on.
She's not going to hit it.
Don't despise my throwing down.
This thing.
Better.
No. You take poison.
Fantastic. No direction.
Marvelous. Wow, look at that. Fantastic, you rolled a 6.
Oh, what dice are you using, and why don't you use them when you're attacking guys instead of running for
them? Should I use this red dice that I was using last week? No, clearly not.
No.
Oh, there we go, that's better.
There we go.
Balazar.
Balazar!
Balazar is
him. Balazar, hero of the dungeon. No, I'm not bothered now.
Excuse me, you're now in the presence of the king of the Bugbear Nation. You're a bit more...
King of the Bugbear Nation.
Not that you understand it.
What? No, not that you understand a word.
Maybe we could change his name to Bugkake.
If you start sitting them down and teaching them all common.
You could combine your lessons in how shiny and nice and good Torm is with common lesson.
No. Any language, I'm just going to pull out.
And you should teach them the great way to have sex.
Paul's pulling out.
I'm going to pull out my heavy mace.
Right.
And be ready just in case.
Just in case this... Blink dog should take everyone else out.
Yes, exactly. Hey, if it's good enough for Boyk, it's good enough for me. I've used two spells.
Boyk stands up, looks, shakes his head at the other wizard and casts Flaming Sphere into combat.
Flaming Sphere.
It appears. It makes its reflex serve, probably. No, it doesn't.
If there were a bird, I would flip him one.
It wouldn't make its reflex serve. Now, 50% mischance. Boyk chooses...
It's not targeted, though, is it?
What? It just appears on a square.
Mm.
Yeah. Oh, it's not a targeted one. Oh, wait, it fails its reflex serve there. And it takes some damage.
Ooh.
4 points of damage.
Singe.
Why are you killing good things?
Because they're attacking us.
So only self-defense.
Then it's failing.
Well, okay, it wasn't actually self-defense. I did charge it.
Can I walk? I'm going to walk.
I would have charged
it towards
the way.
Doggy.
The ones in front of you?
Yes.
Yeah.
That way.
But it's moving this way.
Oh.
Yeah, the ranger's bringing it out of the room.
Oh, okay, well, I'm going to...
Because that's a fearful room.
To pet it.
You go up to it.
As you're
the ranger takes your hand, and without looking at you, he's looking at the dog and keeping it calm. He puts your hand on it, stands you the other side of it.
Yeah. Make that clapping noise.
You can help him. You can help him. It seems to be calm now, but he's very, very scared.
Good.
Better kill this other dog before the other one gets out.
Natural 20!
Natural 20! Woo!
Come on.
That's 18.
What was that for?
That's for a second to see if it works.
Crit threat me. Oh, yes. Still made a miss.
It is a crit. So high still.
Oh, for the fuck!
You go. It was an excellently placed blow.
I can tell you.
Hey, look. I hate it. I hit. I miss.
Right, everything from now on that Garou fights is going to blink because it really annoys the tits off him.
I've not fucking missed. Apart from it's gone through the bastard.
They move. Yeah, they'll bring failing with them. They will anyway. Failing can move with them.
I'm going to carry them.
Okay, what? Yes.
Got Black doesn't do anything, probably.
He looks into the room.
Oh, then it'd be me.
Mm-hmm.
I cast defensively.
Go postal.
I do cast defensively. Oh, there you go. One floor gets a cure minor wound.
It stops it dying.
Yes.
Yes, very good. Good. Or does it blink away from that too?
No. Funny enough.
It's unconscious, it's not blinking anymore.
Ah, that's true.
It's it.
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 Blinky, the blink dog,
tries something else.
What does it notice me doing that?
What? Casting defensively. It might.
I don't think it's friend.
Stop being 10 die.
It thinks you just have
too much spellcraft.
It's got intelligence of 10.
It's true. No, it doesn't notice, unfortunately. It rolled 9 spot. That's with its spot of 5. Spot the dog.
It's too intense about ripping the throat out of this druid.
Yeah, it disappears and appears behind the druid. It tries to rip a throat out from there. It fails again.
And it's Slith.
Slith turns around and tries to calm it again.
Calm.
Ah, now then. That's more like it. What's she adding?
2.
She gets 14. Is that good enough?
I think it's against a hostile thing.
Yeah.
Probably not.
Mm. Mm.
Probably
about 20. Yeah. Is it really hostile?
Yeah, something happened. It's more confused.
But yeah, only the guy with the stick successfully hit it.
True.
Strangely true.
Throw your stick. No, I can't throw it. Yeah.
Fetch. I'm more concerned about this bloody flaming sphere.
When Wyatt rolls it over back onto the blink dog.
You know what you're all doing.
Because you know he's going to.
Oh, yeah.
You need it to play dead.
Hostile to unfriendly, you need a 20. Oh. Hostile to indifferent, you need a 25.
Failed then.
Hostile to friendly, you need a 35.
She'd like to roll a 35.
Hostile to helpful, he's 50.
Nah. Oh, he should be rolling that the next turn with a plus 2.
50. You can DC 50.
Yeah, okay.
Well, she's trying.
Yeah, she's very trying.
Only in Rollmaster could you do
Balazar.
That. Balazar. Is there a blink dog just appeared right in front of me?
Yes.
Bang. Oh, well, opportunity. Thank you. Boom! With the big heavy mace I had ready.
You just did that just like your dad would.
I know.
That was really bizarre, wasn't it? Sorry.
Alas, I've read it well. Here we go. Rumpf. 18 plus a lot. Thank you.
Roll for your mischance. High or low?
Success is low.
You fail.
I failed, sorry.
He disappears right as you speak.
Oh, what is that? Try anyway.
Ace? I'm still giving more people blink.
That's sick of it. I'm not even chopping and changing between high and low. I've rolled like six.
Boyer cast sleep on the blink dog. Boyer rolls for high. Boyer succeeds. The blink dog rolls its will. The blink dog succeeds. Damn it! Boyek rolls the flaming spear through the lizard man onto the blink dog.
Crispy.
The lizard man goes for its dodge. Probably fails.
Yeah.
She takes 8 points of damage. The blink dog rolls. It fails. The blink dog takes 6 points of damage.
Dink, dink.
Boyek chuckles quietly in the corner.
With that lispless
failing.
I say roll over.
It continues to move. Are you moving along with these?
I think that's what Boyk said to his sphere, actually, but there we go.
Yes, he did.
I was lying
in
the bed
and the
floor.
Good. Yes. Okay, that's 29.
That might hit.
There were 7 dwarves in the bed feeling happy.
Hi. Oh, for fuck's sake! I'm gonna bite the fucker to death.
Callus continues moving. He stops there.
Has anybody ever complained about the language level?
No.
They will do after tonight.
No, they won't.
Because even I was like, not
if there's any work. Complaints about the language, I'll reply to them.
Oh, what the hell, I try and grapple it.
We fall straight through it.
Up close and personal.
It gets to hit me.
Does it?
Yes.
Let's have a go then. Let's try again. 21.
It does, yeah.
It will get a 3, assuming it doesn't roll a 1 or a 2. Nope. 3 points of damage. Does it now get a grapple with you?
No.
No.
I don't
think it's going to yes. Your fingers.
Yeah.
That's it. It continues to attempt to attack. Do it. It hits her so much.
It does.
Why is it?
It hits her.
Well, she's got an impossible check to make, so what the hell?
For 6, assuming it doesn't roll a 1 or a 2. It rolls a 3. Hey! Oh, she didn't.
Ouch. She's dead yet.
She's halfway.
No, boy. Halfway. It's got Boyd roll a flaming sphere through her. Could have picked anyone and he chose her.
Evil still hates evil.
She's not evil.
Oh yeah, she's neutral. Well,
it's her go. It's her go.
He's jealous of her tall scaliness.
Yes.
Bah. She casts calm animal.
Angrily.
Angrily. She forgot she had the
spell. No, she doesn't. She doesn't have the spell. Well, she could have learned it probably.
Is it a spell?
Probably learned in the time she
probably can't learn it too, can't she? She doesn't have it. Not expected to meet many animals. She may reconsider this later. She attempts to calm it again. And rolls a natural 20.
It moves still not from 50.
Hostile to indifferent.
Merely indifferent.
It begins to sort of settle a little.
So we hit it some more!
It begins to sort of back down a bit.
It's Balazar.
Still looks on edge.
Balazar!
Balazar, mighty dwarven hero! Kerplunk!
It should be said the dwarfs do have very low standards in their heroes.
So.
I just give it a friendly swing.
You so missed then, is what you're
13
saying.
Probably missed. Yes.
You missed.
Boyect.
Boyect looks at the situation and rolls the flaming sphere off. Onto the druid. No. Into a spare area.
Even little Kerber.
This is very evil. He's mischievously evil. I quite enjoy playing Boyect actually.
That means clever and evil is the worst type.
He rolls it, eh?
It's fine.
Dylan?
Aye, keep on walking.
They're staying there.
I stroke as I'm walking.
Down boy! Down boy!
Courage. He hasn't hit it yet. It's still blinking out.
Oh, well, it's still hostile then.
Okay.
In the half-orcish frame of mind, that's probably...
Are you going to attack it?
Ooh. Hell yes. That'll probably miss that four.
But yeah, some inner consciousness deliberately makes him miss.
And that's less.
Yes. So there's something funny
about... wants this blink dog still alive. Mm-hmm. The hand of Torm comes in and protects the blink dog.
Calhis?
Calhis stops there with the other one.
Me.
Go, you.
Kill it! Kill it!
Sell it bang! Go on.
Stop doing that. It's backing down a little.
He hasn't touched it!
You're the only one that's hit it.
Yeah, you're the only one that's...
You keep trying.
Actually, most of the damage done to this one was done by Boyek, really, wasn't it?
You keep trying. Boy, he knows his way. Look, he's stopped that.
We're just keeping it occupied. We're not doing any damage to it.
And then I sort of back away from it.
Okay.
And sort of do bowing motions.
Bow. Bow to your new master.
As if sort of, oh, you don't want me.
You don't want me. They're far more tasty.
Eat the wizard.
You're fine.
Then it's it.
It cowers on the floor a little. It moves into a spare area by Boyek, but it's not going to. There's not. It stays where it is.
Okay. Ah, then it's.
What a mixed party you are. Slith steps forward.
It's not my fault. I want to kill everyone else.
And sort of puts her hand on it. It's a bit nervous of her. So she tries to calm it.
Yeah. Balazar?
Balazar is not going to try and hit it this time.
It's Balazar, sure. He's going to try and fireball it instead.
Fireball! He swings and accidentally misses hitting the kobold wizard on the way.
Kobold wizard chuckles and rolls his flaming spear over the top of you again.
Fireball his ass!
Okay.
You mean
again? It's going to happen.
He's not far enough away from me you could fireball him without getting yourself.
I know, but it'd be worth it!
Would it?
No, it wouldn't.
5d6, I could survive that.
Boy,
beast cancels his spell. Well, maybe just.
Okay. Roll back. You don't have to roll that well.
Biting bucket, you mean?
No, we're done.
That's
a bit
crap.
Right.
I'll sit down and see to this dog.
You can heal it.
Yes.
Okay. You heal it back to consciousness.
Yes. Well, okay. I try to anyway.
The druid and the ranger discuss things. Well,
nicely.
Happen calm, blink dog.
So he gets at 13 hit points.
Bloody hell.
I'll take some of that.
Very good. The druid and the ranger gather together the blink dogs, who yip and yap at each other as they get out of the room. They seem to shake a bit and feel they stand a bit more nobly.
Oh, good for them. The glowing.
The other one comes conscious in your hands and the other one yip at it.
So is one definitely dead or are they all?
No, they're all right back.
Oh, excellent.
He's really unconscious.
They yip at the other one as it wakes up and as it growls at you for a second. And then it stands up and looks around, shakes a little.
Keep the evil part.
I sit down
back.
In front of the nice one that likes me and okay. Play with it.
It licks you.
Yay.
Evil to the back, goods and neutrals to the front. You can communicate with the doggies then.
No one.
No, that's good.
They speak blinkish.
Oh.
And only blinkish.
I hope there's monoclonal.
Good creatures automatically recognise the radiant surrounding me as a sign of my purity and devotion to the powers of good.
There he goes. Wow. They now recognise the purity and devotion in you.
Because you are super pious, aren't you?
One of them comes and stands by you.
It's my Nimbus of Light.
Your Nimbus of Light?
Yeah, and looks normal.
Oh, look! Here's the picture! Nimbus of Light! Yeah.
That's quite cool. I love that thing. It's really good. I'm going to need to get these up on the site.
My snake has a Nimbus of Light.
Okay.
The snake does not have a Nimbus of Light. It's merely celestial. It's
merely celestial.
It's a purple Nimbus of Light.
It's got a shirt and tie.
You have a purple glowing snake wearing a shirt and tie. Perhaps that too could go on the side.
Perhaps we'll grow into a naga.
It looks like a naga.
A what?
It's a naga.
What's a naga?
It's a snake with a person's face.
It's an Indian thing.
It's also a monster, isn't it?
Sure. Yeah, well, they did rip them from all over the world, let's face it.
Yes.
Is it a South Asian way? That's because I'm not speak on it.
Not really, no.
It's a stupid subject. Robbing
what is kind of South Asian?
Who listens to our website? Well, I'll mark you down now, wasn't it?
I better not use the name I was calling him last night.
There's a nagger.
Cool.
That's an evil one.
I shouldn't say that.
There are good naggers, aren't there?
I believe so. Not many.
Yeah, Guardian nagger will offer good. Anyway.
So. Alright, happy dogs who recognise Bastion of Torm's innate goodness and piousness.
And my innate naivety.
Each one in turn comes and bows its head at each of you, including Boyacht and the bugbear. Including Boyacht and the bugbear. They ruffle against Bastion of Torm.
Oh.
They lick the rug, and then they run down the corridor.
Okay.
Maybe they know the way out. Let's follow them.
Follow them. They know the way out. Follow them. Chase them.
No, stay where you are.
Fine. They know the way out. They're running. Away. Yes. For safety.
I'm buggering off.
They're running away. Yes. Away. Away towards the light.
The way we just come.
Yes.
Or maybe that's the way out. I don't know.
There's only... Well, even if they do know the way out, we couldn't get there.
They might not blink.
They could get there, we couldn't.
Is that...
The only way we've not gone in this bit is through a big door we can get through.
Is that where
we're running out of options.
Is that where that great big pit trap is absolutely no problem for them?
Yes.
Right, because they can jump 1,000 million feet.
No, they just disappear from one side of it and reappear on the other side.
Where do they go when they're blinking?
Into the ethereal plane.
Mm. So if you have an ethereal weapon, you can chuck
you can
them
hit
up.
Them, yeah.
Kind of, oh, well done, you're all ethereal.
Aha! Snicker, snacky, snack, snook.
Yes, that as well.
Right, so we're in a corridor.
Yes, you're in a corridor.
Maybe we should hold up for not in the room of evil, though.
We should find a room to hold up. Well, do we need to hold up?
No, I just think if we're kind of stopping play.
Well, we stop here.
They have to stop in the corridor. Just
hold it. It's time for
ease. Very good.
Yes. Okay.
Spellcasting.
Yes. Nightmare is fantastic.
Yes, they should bring back that. Lindsay never lets me watch Nightmare. She's
Helen and I watch it. It's great. Helen and I watch it avidly. It's fantastic.
See, the problem is I can still remember what's going to happen from when I was a kid.
I can't remember the stories.
I do.
It was very tough to win, though. Very few people.
It was mainly because they end up jumping off cliffs and stuff because they're idiots.
I can't get past the datedness of it.
That's because it was recorded many years ago.
I think they should redo it.
I think it's really good. Well, there's something new called Raven that looks really bad.
Well, yeah, apparently that's more like outdoor LARPing, though.
Yeah, it looks like it.
But apparently there's a petition on the web to
bring Gaskman back. There is. It's
never going to happen.
Well, no, because he lost 50,000 signatures on his website, didn't he?
Yeah, the site went
always back up your website.
Yeah, the site went new.
Yeah.
What was it? Bringbacknightmare.com.
Something like that. He says, "Can everybody sign up? Please resign." No.
Well, they might eventually.
They might eventually, but you know, losing
50,000 was a lot.
It was a lot. Whatever the number was.
I think you keep them somewhere.
Yeah. And at least 100 of them were actually separate individuals.
Can you write my
experience
accent?
I will indeed.
Shiny.
Two.
Ooh, that's experience.
Yeah. Change rating.
Five. When divided by the number of people in our party, it is about two.
There's three of those, they're for the bugbears.
500.
Oh, excuse me, they're 1,500. My apologies, I left a zero off. Acid gas trap, challenge rating 3.
750.
Water-filled room, challenge rating 5.
1,500.
Poison gas trap,
challenge rating 7.
Ooh. 3,000.
Iron Lynx, challenge rating 1.
Oh.
300.
Minus 400.
Snake Pit, challenge rating 7 is
3,000. 3,000 again.
Three Blink Dogs, at challenge rating 2 apiece is 1,500.
Yes.
There you are. And therefore I have to add that together. So that's 3,000, 6,000, 9,000, 10,500, 11,250, 11,550. I get. Divided by 7.
Oh,
anyone good at mental math?
The pain! It should be divided by...
Let me get me forward.
7.
No, yeah, 7's a bad number to divide by, in my opinion.
Six is easier.
We couldn't.
One of them could have a terrible accident.
In fact, if two could have a terrible accident, it makes the numbers a lot easier.
Sadly, I don't know where my... Oh, there it is, calculator. New phone. 11,000... Oh, looks like little numbers. 550.
No, I mean, they look like little numbers that are digits.
Which is a bit pointless, but there you go. Divide... by 7 equals 1,650.
Is that enough?
I'm not sure.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, flipping it, Jess. How close?
We're over by 2. We're about 300. 15,398.
Hey, you're all level six. My goodness, you are powerful, aren't you?
Ooh.
Gonna have to stop giving you so many friends to play with.
Yes. We don't mind not having so many friends.
Boy, if it is depressed.
Do I need to bother emailing you these sheets?
Why?
You're not putting them on the site.
I know, I need to get them on the site, but I haven't had time. With Dragon Meat and everything, I haven't been having time. I'll get it. Look at that. That's what Boyek's gained since meeting you. He is currently 51 experience from level 5.
Is he?
Yes.
Oh, poor him.
Who knows what could happen in tomorrow's session.
So he has to die. He can't be given any more XP. Lest he fireball us all to death.
Yes.
Lest he fireball you all to death.
Actually, and,
he's chaotic evil!
Yes,
to be honest, his fireball would just annoy me.
Yeah, same here.
Well, you've got your fire resistance as well.
It would hurt me a lot.
What would 5d6? What's that meant, about 30? Yeah, I'd have more than enough hit points left to run in and smack him.
Slith and Boyek could have a bit of an altercation.
Really?
Surprise me.
Fight!
Speaking in Draconic, but
yes.
We can.
They're speaking in Draconic. Intent. Yes. Yeah, Boyek
seems to be making quips.
I interview.
She says that. She considers it unfair that he rolled a spell over the top of her in the middle of a fight, and Boyek retaliates with, "Well, you live in the water. You should be able to deal with that. You're damp anyway. Blah blah." And he insults her a lot.
Step in between and hold them back.
While you're holding them back, I might sneak up behind Boyek and
strike him
in the back of the head.
See, I like Boyek. Of all the characters you've got, he's my favourite.
That's why I'm
better not to people off enough that he ends up on the wrong end of a footy stick.
Not just me that likes Boyek. The world likes Boyek.
The world does not like
Boyek. Wow, now we've got
the world likes Balazar's accent.
Yeah.
Now how much respect do you have for the opinions of the world?
That's true. My accent's fantastic.
Now we've got lots and lots of opinion. We should run the favouritism competition and see which one of you lot they like the best.
That's you've got 30 hours of sample to play with. That's more than enough to decide.
Who do we like the best?
Who do you like the best?
I'm surprised you've survived this long, to be honest, with the same characters.
Why?
I don't know.
Apparently, some of the forums say that actually that PC death wasn't really that high.
That's not a lot of
battering going on.
Yeah.
But actual PC deaths were totally.
That's, I mean, looking at the blogs, they've gone. I mean, the official one went through like two characters in the first game.
Wow.
I suppose it depends how you play it, really, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So you're outside room B17. Outside B17. That's where we end. Well done, folks. You're level 6.
What joys? Taking weapon specialisation.
What joys of wonderful loveliness will Bastion be getting at level 6?
Pair of wings? Who knows?
I bet there's a weird pair of wings. I bet there's a pair of wings of flying here somewhere. Oh, I'm celestial at one point, don't you?
Oh, later on.
Later on,
because of the cloak. I don't think it'd be described as a pair, would it?
Level 6.
Ooh, sacred healing.
Ooh.
What does that do?
Ooh. You spend turning attempts to give every living creature within 60 foot burst fast healing 3 for...
Fast healing 3?
Yeah. Oh, for,
how long?
Charisma bonus in range plus 1.
What the hell does... What does that cost you?
A turning check.
Wow.
Are we leveled?
Yes, you are leveled. They say it does it by 1. Hurrah! Yeah.
But I also get touch of gold
now next time. Cool. Okay.
I also get touch of golden eyes.
What does that do?
If I touch an evil creature with my bare hand, they have to make a DC 14 fortitude save, or they take D6 dexterity damage.
You're very, very harsh. Very broken. Is there nothing in the arcane book that can help Paul?
Dean
hasn't got it yet.
No, he's just taking forever getting anything.
It's because he's not putting orders in, really, is he?
He should be able to afford to, because he's got...
He is putting orders in, it's not, he says they're just not sending them to him.
Well, that's because the distributor he's using a lot...
Well, he's using Hobby Games, isn't he?
He's using Hobby Games as the UK Games distributor for his stuff.
That's pretty big, aren't they? They're not small.
They're just... Well, they've got the... what they have had is the WizKids license for Clicks, basically.
Yeah.
Because the way a deal worked out a while ago, but it looks like they've lost that in the new year, so they won't have the exclusivity on Clicks, which will hit them quite hard, probably.
Yeah, you weren't all paranoid about the recording here, by the way.
No,
I meant you didn't make me look to see if it was tipping.
Oh no, because I knew it was. I checked, double checked.
You normally double check, quadruple check, and quintuple check.
Yeah.
Well, plus one base save.
I
get an extra third level spell.
Yes.
Not a great deal. Or you could become something other than a wizard.
Yes.
Why?
Well, to actually do something.
Well, I'm more thinking you could look at
characters. Maybe. Or are you taking them? Characters?
Well, we're playing tomorrow night. It's hardly worth
playing soon.
Oh, we're coming tomorrow. Are we playing tomorrow?
Yes, as far as we know, yeah.
That's the plan.
Yes.
Plan,
cool. Yeah.
Groovy. It's my thing.
Just leave it.
I'll leave it.
And I'll just clean off the mat, because otherwise it'll stay another night. That's fine.
Cool. Recording device.
Yeah, we'll keep that there.
There's a lot of dungeon here, isn't there?
Yeah.
The darn biggest dungeon ever. This still has lots of stuff on it, by the way.
See you next time.
Bye.